It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. It's one of the great traditions of our rural families. I'm seeing it played out every day now in the social media. The county fair involvement of our families. Young people are learning experiences that will carry through their lifetimes as they show their animals and exhibit otherwise at our county fairs. There are many things we learn in the days of our youth that we do carry through all of our lives, like how to care for the equipment. Our fathers and mothers taught us that many years ago, and many of us have learned that we need to make sure that the equipment of the farm is kept running. And Mystic Lubricants wants you to know that they are there to help producers with their legendary JT6 Mystic Grease, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments, to keep your machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. Yes, it's mysticlubes.com. First this morning from This Week in Agribusiness, there's been immediate reaction to the announcement of an agriculture aid package meant to soften the blow of the impact of the various trade wars ranging now between the United States and our trading partners. Typical of the reaction was that of the National Corn Growers president, who said the fine print will be important. North Dakota farmer Kevin Skunas said his group knows that the $12 billion package won't make farmers whole, as farmers are confronted with their fifth year of declining farm incomes. Kevin echoed the view shared by others that growers prefer to rely on markets, not an aid package from Uncle Sam. One State Farm Bureau president, in a personal note to me last night, said he's exasperated and disappointed. He called the aid package offered by Washington a crumb. My Twitter survey, by the way, shows more of a mixed response. Of the more than 600 who have responded by this morning, 43% of the farmers said the package offered by Washington is meaningless. And a third answered the president is doing his best, while 22% of the respondents said they are looking forward to receiving the help. They held a funeral service in northern Minnesota this past weekend for a 39-year-old woman who died from an infection caused by the same type of bacteria that killed her daughter 4 years ago. Karen Odens of Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, contracted E. coli as she cared for her ailing daughter, Sophia, back in 2014. Odens was hospitalized 30 times in those 4 years, and authorities have never been able to determine the source of the E. coli 0157 that caused the illness of the mother and daughter. Now, of all things you might think could sicken your teenager and put him in the hospital, you wouldn't likely think of hot snacks, spicy snacks. But some teens, such as 17-year-old Renee Craighead at Memphis, Tennessee, have eaten too much of those. Renee had a 4-bag-a-week habit of hot Cheetos. She was hospitalized and had to have her gallbladder removed. One doctor in Memphis told a TV station his hospital sees about 100 kids a month because of gastritis and ulcer-related illnesses due to eating spicy snacks. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.